Blog Talk Radio.
www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I hope you're ready to take your life to a new level. I hope you're ready to turn things around and just go higher. Like the intro song said, there is no stopping you now. I mean, you're on the move. If you got up this morning, you are on the move. If you're in your right mind, you are on the move. And certainly, if you got on this call, you're on the move. You're going places, great and mighty places. You can't even imagine where you're going. All you could do is be ready. No sense of worrying about it. Just get ready because you're going higher. Anybody who would get up early enough to make it on this call, well, this is Coach LaLisa. I just want to give a shout out to all of you wonderful, wonderful, powerful, powerful women. I certainly want to lift up author Valerie Allen right here in New Jersey doing her thing, author of Inspired. Oh, my gosh, she is inspiring so many. She is on her way. There ain't no stopping her. She is doing great and mighty things. Congratulations, author Valerie, on your new position with Enlightened Radio, doing great things. I also want to give a shout-out to Hope L. Harper in Cincinnati, Ohio, holding it down, woman entrepreneur with Custom Care Cleaners. You go by, and if you visit her this month, you'll get 10% off. That's right, 10% off of your order. Let me tell you, she is an expert and a delightful woman, a powerful woman, and you can stop by her cleaners at 8876 on Coleraine Avenue. That's in the city, that's in the community of Coleraine in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, that's my hometown. absolutely love me some Cincinnati when I go back home to visit. I also want to give a shout out to some very, very powerful women right here in the city of New Jersey that are doing some great and mighty things. These are women, Miss Nadine Alexander, president with Artists International, on her way to platinum. And then we have Miss D. Marshall, my coach. And God bless her and the mighty work she's doing, her big hat breakfast that she's having over in New York City coming up. Oh, my God, it's going to be off the chain. That's coming up July the 31st. And all of these women, you can just put their names in Google and you can get all their information. Oh, and my dear, dear friend here in New Jersey, Minister Patricia Martin and her beautiful daughter, which I had an opportunity to do a little mentoring with. She's doing big things here. She has the 100 Women in White coming up Saturday, May 22nd, 10 o'clock a.m. And moi am your guest speaker. It's going to be off the chain. You want to be there. And I just, the tickets are only $10. We just want people to come because the king is going to be there, the king of makeover, the king of transformation. Oh, my God, he's going to be in the house. And listen, you don't want to miss that May 22nd. Get your white outfit and you make it out to Rahway, New Jersey. It's going to be awesome. You can contact me later or go to Facebook and go to my page and get the flyer. But anyway, our show today, welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you who are listening, whether you're listening by the archives or if you're listening in the chat room, maybe you're listening via your iPod, or even if you want to call in to the show. We see we do have a caller. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If you want to call into the show, the number is 347-945-7991. And you just hit the number one, and you will be live on the air with Coach LaLisa J. Williams. Well, I'm telling you, oh, my God, we are about to just take it to a whole nother level. Well, today we want to talk about something that is serious and needs to be dealt with because it's tearing people down, it's breaking up families, it's destroying companies, it's keeping companies in low productivity, it's, you know, like I said, it's breaking up families, it's making children act crazy, relationships are going awry, just all kind of things are happening because of this. And we want to master it. So that's what I want to talk about for the next 20 minutes, is how to master your emotions. The emotions and emotions. Everybody, you know, you hear that word, emotions. You know, what is conjured up in your mind when you hear the word emotions? Hey, it might be an emotion that's conjured up. You may begin to feel a little frustrated, a little confused. What exactly is it? You know, you might say, you know, what you hear people talk about it. And lately, I did a workshop about a year and a half ago at a women's conference down in Maryland entitled Overcoming Your Negative Emotions. You know, people, we have to overcome this. You know, Socrates said it like this a long, long time ago. He said, if you want to succeed in life, you must know thyself. And, you know, people, sometimes we get so busy with doing, you know, working, going to school, and we don't take the time to really get to know us. You know, many people in the health field know this. You know, doctors, they know it very well. When people come to the doctor, and they know very, very, very little about their bodies. And my friend, good friend and partner, Miss Washington, Anjanette, God bless you. I see you on the phone lines. She knows a lot about, and, you know, sometimes, you know, she'll ask people questions about different things about our health, just basically that we really don't know because we weren't taught and we didn't seek it out. Well, the same thing is true with our emotions. You know, our emotions, you talk about our soul is made up of our mind, our will, and our emotions. And so, you know, it's critical that we master our emotions. This is serious business here. You know, I would just, you know, love to do little fun radio shows, okay, just a bunch of joking. No, listen, I have been commissioned, called, and assigned to really help people. I really want to help people, you know. There was a time when I was in such a bad state. I was telling the one group, I was on an emotional roller coaster. And let me tell you, there were too many lows. There weren't enough highs. There were way more lows. And I battled with a lot of the emotions that, you know, are out here. And I just wanted, you know, now that I've overcome some of them, not all of them, believe me, I'm not done yet. I'm still working on it. You know, because it's a daily work. You know, like I tell people, you don't stop working until you leave here. So, you know, unless you're ready to go tomorrow, you may as well roll up your sleeves and get ready to go to work. So, emotions, you know, we want to master these emotions. You have to master your emotions. Now, let's look at what some of these emotions are that we're talking about mastering. Well, let's just look at the top, say, about 15 or 20 of the emotions. Let's look at the top ones. All right, there is love. There is the emotion of love. And then there is the emotion of fear. You know, fear is an emotion. And therefore, you can master your emotions. You can master your emotions. Sadness is an emotion. Yeah, sadness is also an emotion. There are other emotions, such as being frustrated. Frustration is an emotion. Now, what I want you to do is, as I'm going through these emotions, I want you to make a separate list, and I want you to make a separate list and make a list of the ones that you think are negative, and then make a list of the ones that you feel are positive emotions. So we got love, fear, sadness. Peace is an emotion. You see, the emotion of peace. Anxiety is also an emotion. Anxiety. You know, sometimes people are so heavy with anxiety. They're anxious about everything. You know, and it's very, very sad, you know, to watch this when people, you know, are going through this. Wow. You know, and sometimes when you're watching people, you know, what else can you say? You don't have a whole lot that you could really help people with. You know, but now that you've, you know, tuned into the show, you can always refer them and they can listen to the archives. So we got anxiety. Then we have anger. You know, that's an emotion, anger. So, you know, you can manage your angriness. You don't have to get angry just because someone, you know, does something. You know, oftentimes we'll say, oh, so-and-so made me angry. Well, you know, I wonder, did so-and-so make you angry, or did you just get angry because of something someone said or did? Now, other emotions, lust. Yeah, that's an emotion. You know, go lusting after everything. That's why a lot of people get in trouble, even when it comes to relationships, especially, even though we can lust after other things. We can lust after having a bigger house, or lust after having more clothes, better clothes, having a different body type. These things, and sometimes that lust can also lead to jealousy. So, you know, these emotions, but they're there. But now the thing is about emotions, see, you know, they can sometimes go either way, positive or negative, because, listen, there is something that you ought to fear, and that's God. So you want to have that, but it's a reverential fear. It's not a negative fear. But you also want to fear, you know, certain things. You don't want to do things that, you know, are not going to be beneficial to your life. But no, you shouldn't fear failure and things like that. Also, sadness, though that is an emotion, but sometimes good and sometimes bad. You don't want to be sad for things that really you should be able to be happy about and joyous and move on. But at the same time, like, for instance, for the loss of a loved one, sure, you're going to feel sad for a while and things like that. Now, other emotions are rejection, pride, grateful, frustration, content, shy, curious, feeling betrayed. That's an emotion. Again, you can feel betrayed. You don't have to feel betrayed. Someone could betray you. Someone could behave in a particular way. Now, we've learned a lot of these emotions. We've learned because as little, we come in the world and little children do things. They are watching the people that are raising them. They're watching how they react. And then they kind of adopt those reactions. And then they also, when they do certain things, they are told that they should feel a certain way or behave a certain way. So you're being taught these things, and we learn these. And so when you get to a certain age, when you get, you know, mature, definitely probably grown, you can now unlearn some things that were bad for you, that you had no control of learning. No, you don't have to resent the people who raised you. You don't have to go hating your parents because they taught you something that is not serving you now. Don't do that. You know, people teach from what they know, and they can only teach what they've been taught. And so it's not their fault. You can't go blaming, well, my parents weren't this, this, or that. No. What you could do is make the change for the better. That's all you can do. Okay? Now, other emotions. Being hurt. Okay, obviously there are times when you need the emotion of hurt. But, again, you got to, you know, put time limits to things. You know, I don't want to be hurt that something, you know, I'm, you know, way past my 50s. I don't want to be hurt about something that a girlfriend or a family member did to me when I was 10. Okay, 10, that's 40-something years ago. That's four decades have already passed. You know, half a century is almost gone, and I'm still holding on to some hurt. That's too long, okay? Being curious is an emotion. Can be good, also can be bad, so you have to be careful with being curious. You don't want to be curious about things that sometimes if you do it one time, it could ruin your life. Those things you don't want to be curious about. But things that are going to help you, be beneficial, you want to be curious about getting a higher education or be curious about, you know, traveling to some wonderful sites around the world. And that's good. Also, discouragement. That's definitely a negative emotion. You know, some people get discouraged about the least little thing. So these are emotions that you want to definitely master and overcome. Again, if you're just tuning into the show, you've tuned into the Coach Lalisa Show. We welcome you to the show today, and we're talking about mastering your emotions and how you can master your emotion. There are ways, and you want to assess yourself. Like we heard in the opening quote from Socrates, you want to know thyself. You want to understand what makes you you. You know, well, you want to be able to listen to your emotions. What are your emotions? Look at the things that you're desiring. Make a list. Get that pen out. Get that piece of paper out. I mean, this is a show where you have to do a lot of writing because you got to write these things down. You got to see it in black and white. It becomes clear, okay? And when things become clear, we're able to do something with it. We're able to put it somewhere. So you want to be able to listen to your emotions. So you want to keep track of these emotions, the emotion of uncertainty, the emotion of grief and compassion and denial. You know, feeling denied all the time, feeling as if someone's always denying you. So these are like the top, you know, 15 or so emotions. There are others, but these are like the main ones that we pretty much deal with on a daily basis. Love, fear, sadness, peace, anxiety, anger, lust, pride, apathy, rejection, grateful, frustration, content, shy, curious, betrayed, hurt, denial, discouragement, confused, uncertainty, compassion, and grief. Now, the negative emotions then would be emotions that keep you from achieving success in life. These would definitely be, you know, negative emotions, feeling discouraged, feeling rejected, not being able to be content in every situation that you find yourself in, having no peace, you know, being without peace, being anxious all the time, not being able to relax and enjoy the moment. Those would be some negative emotions, being afraid to succeed, afraid to fail, afraid to try new things, for fear, you know, fear that hasn't even happened yet. It hasn't even come about yet. But you can master your emotion. And one of the ways that you can master your emotion is by acknowledging that they are what they are. And what you can begin to do is you can begin to develop the more positive emotions that are also available to us. You can begin to be more enthusiastic. You can begin to train yourself through your attitude adjustment. You can train yourself through attending seminars, workshops. Many of the workshops and the seminars that I do target these same emotions that were listed earlier, that you, hopefully you wrote those down. But certainly, you know, the seminars, the workshops, the conferences that I put together, they all target the negative emotions so that you can move past them. Because, see, I can't really help you become a success in life. No one can if you don't get a hold and master these emotions. Because you may get to the top and you still have that negative emotion of being discouraged, feeling rejected, feeling jealousy, feeling resentment of others and what they have. You're going to come right back down. You're not going to stay at the top. You're not going to succeed at the top. You're not going to be able to sustain that position. And we want to be able to sustain our position. You know, we don't want to just make, you know, one step forward and then go back to. No, we want to make each step solid, meaning we want to go forward. And go forward. I mean, if you make a solid step, you're going to go forward. But if you keep making shaky steps, you're not going to move forward. You're going to move backwards. So you want to, if you want to really succeed in life, you want to reach the goals, you want to have that abundant living, you want to keep growing, you want to keep succeeding, that's the only way. You know, a lot of you desire to really help other people, but you can't really help people when your emotions are all over the place. You can't. I'm sorry. You know, you're going to confuse people. So you have to get control and master your emotions first. And I want you to think about that for a moment. You know, you want to live a happy life. You want to live a life that's full of courage and focus. You know, people sometimes, they get it twisted, right? They, you know, a lot of times I see people that, you know, are very busy. They're doing a lot. They're working on several projects at one time, and they're being successful. And other people look at them and say, you know, that person's doing too much. They certainly can't be focused. And then all of a sudden the person is getting everything done. And what people don't realize is that that person can do more because that person has mastered their emotions. Now, for the people who don't master their emotions, no, they can't work on a whole lot of things at once, you see, because they don't have one of the emotions that is out of place for them is probably the emotion of being confused and uncertainty. But when you have mastered these emotions, you can work on 10 projects. I mean, look at Donald Trump. How many projects is Donald Trump working on currently? A ton of them. If you're in the Christian scene, look at how many projects that Bishop T.D. Jakes is working on. He's an author. He's a playwright, a movie producer. He's a preacher, a wife, a husband, a family man. He's in the community. He's in the government. He's in the White House. He's doing a million things. But he's mastered his emotions. And I say you can master your emotions. But you have to do some things first. You have to first be willing to let go of your negative emotions. You have to be willing to get over these emotions that are keeping you from becoming the true success that you really are. And sometimes what people are doing is they're holding on to what feels comfortable. In other words, to step outside of their comfort zone. They don't want to, you know, some people don't want to step outside of the box. They don't want to do something that looks different. So, for instance, if every time, you know, somebody says something that hurts your feelings, if you, because of that, begin to feel rejected because someone says something that hurts your feeling, now you have two negative emotions going. Now your feelings are hurt, so you're feeling hurt and you're feeling rejected. And probably what's going to come from that next, now you're going to build up a fear because you don't want to be hurt again. So you don't want to be around certain people. So now I'm fearful of being around people. The one action can then bring on many things. You don't want that to happen. So you must say, well, let me do something different. You know what? In the past, I always got hurt when someone said something, and then I felt rejected because of it. Or they said something, and that discouraged me. And maybe somebody said, I'll never be nothing. Or maybe they told me I'm no good at this and I'm no good at that. You know, and so therefore I felt discouraged. Therefore I didn't want to try. No, stop that. If someone says something to you, first of all, there are 10 words. I'm going to give you 10 words that will absolutely change your life. So get your pen and write these 10 words down. These 10 words are going to change your life. And they're going to change anyone's life that you share it with. 10 words that will change your life. Okay, are you ready? Now, 10 words. Don't worry what others say. Don't worry what others think. Okay? 10 words. That was 10. Don't worry what others say. Don't worry what others think. Right there. That is going to change your life. Because so many people, a lot of these emotions, the negative emotions, are coming about because of fear of what others are going to say and going to think. Again, that's why we feel betrayed sometimes, because people said something, people thought something, and people did something. Now, again, if you're in the chat room and you have any comments or any questions about the show, you would have to hit the number one, and you can make any comment. So we do have a caller. I just wanted to know if you had any comments or questions for me today. Yes, caller from 732, you're on the air.
I didn't really have any comments, no. But okay. I'm very interested.
Okay, well, good. Well, make sure. Okay, that caller didn't have any questions. Make sure you definitely tune in for our show tomorrow, Friday, the last day of the week. We're going to talk about overcoming the fear of success. People who are fearful of becoming a success in life. And we're going to help you overcome that. Well, we talked today about how to overcome negative emotions. You can certainly go back and listen to the archives. Please refer a friend. Bring a friend next time. And we are going to talk about overcoming the fear of success tomorrow morning. Definitely tune in. And that is all the time. We're out of time today. We thank you for tuning in to the Coach Lalisa Show. This has been your host, Coach Lalisa.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.